I don't say this to degrade or disrespect anyone, but there is some of this stuff in my background. And I don't say that to degrade my background. I'm going to read another testimony. And this is, I'll just read it the way it's written. Due to some major issues in our lives, my husband and I spent some time in Dave's office working through through things like repressed anger, someone putting a curse on us, and many other things. In our time there, he asked us some questions regarding the occult. I didn't really know what that was, so we started looking at it in great detail, only to discover there was a whole list of things I was involved in presently or in the past, and not realizing what all was there. I renounced Wizard of Oz, Twilight series, homeopathy, Reiki, Ouija board, fortune telling, tarot cards, palm reading, tea leaves, good luck charms, astrology, horoscopes, Dungeons and Dragons, acupuncture, reflexology, farmer's almanac, applied kinesiology, yoga, generational, and there was some generational gypsies, including witches on my mom's side. They warned us that there may be some attacks from the enemy after renouncing all this stuff. He gave us some ideas what to watch for and what to do if it happens, for which I am forever grateful. We went home that night, and at 8:05, I was singing, "My Jesus, I love thee," when all at once a disturbing thought came into my mind with, "You are not worth anything, and I will show you. How dare you do what you are doing?" Now I must tell you, I've never struggled with worthless feelings before, so it was kind of a shock to me. And along with all that, a very disturbing picture of the past that I had not thought of for a long time. I asked myself the question out loud, what is going on here? It was then that I realized that this is an attack. So I told my husband what was going on, and I went into the bedroom and fell on my knees and prayed. "Satan, you are over. I am coming to you as the little girl years ago who walked in the field with Jesus. I am God's child." And then I prayed the following that David sent with me. "I hear and now reject and disown all the sins of my ancestors as one who has been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into the kingdom of his dear son. I cancel all demonic working that has been passed on to me from my ancestors as one who has been crucified and raised with Jesus Christ and who sits with him in heavenly places. I renounce all satanic assignments that are directed toward me in my ministry, and I cancel every curse that Satan and his workers have put on me. I announce to Satan and all his forces that Christ became a curse for me," in Galatians 3:13, "when he died on the cross. I reject any and every way in which Satan may claim ownership of me. I declare myself to be eternally and completely signed over and committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. By the authority I have in Jesus Christ, I command every familiar spirit and every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ that is in and around me to leave my presence. I commit myself to my Heavenly Father to do his will from this day forward. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as your child, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are Lord of the universe and the Lord of my life. I submit my body to you as an instrument of righteousness, a living sacrifice that I may glorify you in my body. I now ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I commit myself totally to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen." I was crying, and then I sang, "Jesus loves me, this I know." I slept peacefully with deep breaths all night. The next day, when they came back, she told me the first thing she said when she walked in my office, she says, "It happened." I kind of got me by surprise. I didn't know exactly what she meant by that. I said, what happened? She said, "It happened. What you told me might happen." And I read it in the testimony. She described it there. And I asked her, I said, "What time did this start?" And she said she doesn't know why, but she remembers looking at the clock and it was 8:05. In the process of cleaning up this stuff with her the day before, actually looking at the occult stuff, she all of a sudden just reached down beside her chair and grabbed her purse, and on her purse there was a whole host of keychains that were good luck charms. She just grabbed them. I don't know how she got them off that quick, but she got them off pretty quickly, and she reached up over my desk like this, and she says, "I don't need these anymore." Kind of got me by surprise. I grabbed my garbage can, and I lifted it up, and she dropped them in. And I set my garbage can back, and we kept on going. That evening, I told my wife, I said, "I don't feel comfortable with that stuff in my office. I'm going to go out and burn it. Some of the stuff isn't burnable, but I believe the Lord says to burn that stuff." So I went out, and I made a bonfire, and I threw that stuff in the bonfire, and I burned it. That was between 8 and 8:15 that evening. So I told her, I said, "That's interesting, because I was doing this between 8 and 8:15. I said, "There is a possibility there's a connection, but I'm not going to say there is." She almost came across my desk, and she says, "You better believe it, there is." I'm just going to ask you to pray. The stuff I'm about to address is very difficult. I'm going to start with Deuteronomy chapter